Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Packers are basically the one organization in all of American sports that I can think of, you know, like the good sports, that is wholly owned by the town that they play in. And I've always thought that's something I wish Cleveland could have gotten into at some point, although the local politicians here probably would have run it out. Maybe they would have moved him to Baltimore anyways. But I thought it was a great question, and I love that answer from him.
I just think it's so interesting because I really do. Like, you know, we had talked about, I don't know, was it earlier in the week, like the one team that you were jealous of for the previous 30 years and wish you could have their success, and you'd said the Packers. I think I said the Patriots and the 49ers. But, like, part of the reason why they're on that list, Nick, is because for 30 years they just had uninterrupted, no one's going to come in and say, no, we need to do this, we have to do this, or cave to fan pressure or anything. They had to grow quarterbacks for 3 years on end and just kind of wait in this incubation period that other teams just aren't afforded, and they really get to just kind of try things out. And you have football people running the show. It's not just owners coming in and saying, we want to do it this way.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, I do think there's danger in thinking, well, it works in Green Bay, so it'd work everywhere. But The more I'm around sports, like he mentioned, you know, he felt like the Benson family were great owners, and I was like, I don't know that I would agree with that. I think they hired Sean Payton, and hiring Sean Payton and then signing Drew Brees changed the perception of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, like, to me, when I think Pittsburgh is a great ownership. I think Green Bay is a great ownership because of the way things are set up and the way that there's an expectation of how things are run.
So, Nick, you've been in two spots, though, in your career where you've seen what I would argue to say is when national people discuss it, they think about of the five spots that are the most problematic from an ownership standpoint, they'd say the Browns with Jimmy Haslam, and then they say the Panthers.
Yeah.
Like the Panthers ownership, I mean, you were firsthand witness to how that can go just completely off the rails.
It's really rough when a 80-year-old billion-dollar owner who was known for not supporting the team financially and treating it like a family business, who got run out of a football for harassing women over a 20-year period, when that guy leaves town and somehow it gets worse.
It gets worse, yeah. And some people are like, hey, the statue outside of the stadium was okay, right?
Yeah.
That was fine. It's not a big deal.
I heard they smelted it, by the way.
Bring
I don't
back.
Know if that's true, but I heard because they were like, they removed the Jerry Richardson statue and then it was to an undisclosed location. And I got
They did the Paterno thing,
yes,
where they just tried to, in the middle of the night,
yes,
right, just take it off and pretend it never existed.
And at one point, I did see a picture of it in a building, just chilling in a building. And then like 6 months later, I had heard, and it is a rumor, so I can't confirm it, but a buddy of mine who's a PI said they smelted it and that they were reusing the material from the statue. But again, that's the guy that was problematic, and Dave Tepper came in. No, I mean, there's a part of me that wonders how many truly good ownership groups there are out there.
How many are in net positive?
Yes.
Let's put it that way. Because the cool thing about what the Packers have going is that it's obviously not a net positive in any sort of way from what the ownership can do, but no one's meddling. No one's getting in the way of your vision, and you just kind of get to just do whatever you want. Like, that's got to be invaluable.
Well, and It's something that I do think Jimmy has tried to do here with...
We've seen him take steps back at certain points.
He's set up. Like, I don't think Jimmy's the same way he is now, the way he was. But, like, I was on with my buddy Bill Schmid in Milwaukee today.
Mm-hmm.
And they referenced Jimmy Haslam owning the Bucks. And they're like, the guy got here and we went from a championship window to Doc Rivers being the head coach of this team
Because Jimmy likes headlines.
Yes.
Jimmy likes, he likes big time names. Like, he's attracted to that.
So I just, there is a part of me that feels, and maybe this is fair, maybe it's unfair. There's a part of me that wonders, do we really learn our lesson? Or do we finally just give a group a real chance to fail as opposed to what it was previously? And there's another part of me that's like, maybe this is just, maybe this is like a lot of situations in the NFL, that the only way you're having success is luck, right?
I know, but I can't buy the idea that the Packers have lucked into 35 years of competent quarterback.
No, because I think they're the anomaly.
I think part of the reason why they are the anomaly, though, is because the handoff from Favre to Rodgers was, let's put you in this three-year, you sit down, and no one at any point gets to go ahead and question if we're doing this the right way. No owner is going to get antsy about, hey, I got to sell jerseys, or I got to do this, or I got to do that. You just get to put him in this incubator, and then let him mature and realize where he needs to go. And then they just copied and pasted it. That's all they did between Rodgers and Jordan Love.
Well, and I think the thing that they, because remember, the Packers in between Vince Lombardi and Mike Holmgren, there was about a 20-some year drought of too much of any success. And I think what, because you don't have maybe a singular person, right? Because anybody that's a team president, interchangeable. Their board of trustees, interchangeable. That if you have disruptive figures, I think they've learned through whatever time it was between Vince Lombardi to Mike Holmgren about patience. I think they've learned about disruptive figures. And although that town represents, I mean, think about it. That town represents a specific town more than any sport in America because it's the only one they got. And without it, it's like a town of like 110 people.
Oh, yeah. If you were redoing NFL cities right now, Green Bay would never have a city. I mean,
now,
it's just
maybe
not,
it's Milwaukee, but still.
Yeah, but it's just not. That's not a place you put an NFL franchise.
But what's wild is, what this is, and this is a through line.
It's like market 1 million.
Ownership ego is real. Dave Tepper, he didn't come up in football. He didn't earn his brass in football. But his owning a team became about his ego. And I called him out for it a lot because it was like, you made that move out of ego. You made this move out of ego. You're too involved. You're too this. You're too that. I think the same thing can be said out of Jimmy, and I think that's what you don't have in Green Bay.
Right.
You just, there's
that's
even
the
though they all own it,
mm-hmm.
The specific ownership of it doesn't then go to the ego of the town trustees or the
well, even like Gutenkunst, I mean, he's had a chance to just kind of, and he's had missteps even in the Rodgers era. He had missteps as far as his draft was concerned. Up until really the past couple of years, he hadn't really invested heavily in wide receivers in early rounds. Now he's gotten that corrected, but he's been able to make these mistakes and have the patience to understand and see the rest of it through and then find out what he needs to do. And he doesn't have anyone breathing over his neck or trying to basically get rid of his job right away.
You let business people do the business. You let...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Football people, do the football. And by the way, you still got to pick the right football guys.
For like, sure.
Has there been some luck in the head coaching department because you've had great quarterbacks that have floated head coaches? Yes.
But they really get to do their job is the point.
Yes.
And that, I think that's one of the differences. It'd be like if the NFL had 32 silent partners as owners, I just wonder how different the league would be. We don't. We have 31 mega controlling owners, it feels like, and then one situation in Green Bay, and I just don't think it's an accident for why they've been good for 35 years.
I think there's football knowledge there. You know, like I think anyone that goes into, maybe it's civic pride, maybe it's just love of the job, I think I think the people who run that team on any level know football. And I'm not saying that Jimmy might not know X's and O's, but I don't know that, I don't know, because billionaires, I mean, Jimmy earned his lot with Pilot Flying J.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Tepper owned it in the banking and the financial world. And then these guys come in and they assume, well, I know this over here, so this is going to be, football is really intricate. And it's, but in football isn't just about the talent you have on the field. It is about the locker room. It is about leadership. It is about, you have to be holistically good on every front, or you have to be lucky. And Jimmy Haslam hasn't been either of those things through the first 12 years. And by the way, neither was Randy Lerner.
Or you have a lot of situations like you had within the Rooneys and then the McCaskies in Chicago and what you have in Cincinnati as well, where you just have these teams that have been owned by families. And it's like the third generation of these families that are running these teams now. And they've, yes, they've been built up in football, but that doesn't make you a football person necessarily. Mm-hmm. That just makes you basically just somebody that got really, really rich as far as genetics are concerned.
But even then, there is an understanding from the Rooney family of handed down, hey, when you're ready to fire someone, wait a year. And listen, the Giants have kind of gone back on this. Let's not forget, well, you've had a Ray Handy, and you've had a, oh my gosh, who is the schmo, Ben McAdoo, and you've had Joe Judge. The most successful stretch of Giants football has been, you hired Bill Parcells and got out of his way and gave him a good talent guy to evaluate. You hired Tom Coughlin, yeah, and you hired Ernie Accorsi. Like that at the crux of it, that is that consistency, that continuity. Continuity for continuity's sake doesn't work. Continuity with the right people can work for a really long time. And I think that's why if your family's owned the team for 4 years, the Bidwells seem to be the only family that has owned the team forever that doesn't get that. Every other family that has been, we're talking about more than two generations, seems to really understand, hire the right people, that's the toughest part.
Or they turn into what Chicago is right now, where it's like a mini version of secession. It's just, it's politics play after politics play, and it's just, they're just taking it in the ground.
I also don't like that that McCaskey doesn't have the Hallis name. I know it's, you know, it's Virginia Hallis's son. I'd prefer it's Hallis.
Would you just
can
take
he change
Alice
the branding? Would he be willing to? I might like you 3% more if you. What's the Dodo's first name?
Well,
is it George?
George Hallis was the initial. That was the.
But
that was
the who's the McCaskey?
Well, it was Virginia McCaskey, but she actually recently died.
Yeah,
and so now we have the son of Virginia.
Yeah,
and that's McCaskey, but he's like 75 and
Eddie.
No, I think it might be Tom. I'm not sure. But he doesn't actually do anything with the team. He actually, oddly enough, he like umpires baseball games in like local communities. He's worth like $1 billion. The team is worth so much money. And he has no interest in the actual team. He like umpires local like 12-year-old baseball games on the side.
Oh, we got a real problematic.
Yeah, he's very non-involved. He just in the past year after Virginia has died, has started putting himself kind of out there.
I'm going to be calling Chris Hansen on this fella.
Because it's 12-year-olds, is that why? I think he might do the high school level, too. I'm not sure.
That doesn't make it much
better. It's like the suburbs of Chicago. Range. He's like, he like umpires in his free time. It's different.
All right, everybody, hit the showers. 216-474-0092. Is the Packers' success, or how much of the Packers' success, is based off not having an owner? I do think ego is a huge, 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 huge downfall for so many owners. Honestly, I think it's the biggest downfall of Jerry Jones, where because ego, when we say ego, what we really mean is the need for credit.
Well, and it's more the idea of like, even this season for the Browns, think about it. There's a reason why a lot of people think it's going to go Flacco into Gabriel into Shador. That's what Jimmy said. Jimmy said that a month ago. And so if it happens to go down that way, people won't think this is Stefanski's big grand vision. This will be like, oh yeah, Jimmy said we're going to see both quarterbacks at some point. Now he's playing it out because Jimmy usually gets what Jimmy wants.
Is the Packers' success based off not having an owner? And the QB Deadpool update coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.